That's a big noise from Central Washington University out of Ellensburg. That was the Central Washington University Big Band, directed by Chris Bruya and featuring Barney McClure on the Hammond B3 organ in a tune that was written and arranged by Phil Kelly. And another great pun by Phil Kelly, merely by shifting one syllable in a classical title. He calls this piece Horace Toccato. Played here by the CWU Jazz Band, Barney McClure on organ, and the pianist in there, I think, also should get some credit, Drew Medek, and the trombone soloist was Besserat Tafes. Horace Toccato opens our Jazz Northwest for today here from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. We've a bunch of new releases to share with you and a lot of news about live jazz activity. It's been a very busy week this past week with the Ballard Jazz Festival just concluded. We recorded a couple of nights at the Ballard Jazz Festival, and we'll have some music from those shows on upcoming Jazz Northwest programs. We'd like to congratulate David Friesen, who played the Friday night concert. He won the second place in the International Songwriting Competition. Jazz winners included Arshak Sarunyan, first place for the song Hoodman's Blind. David Friesen won second place for his song Playground. And Prasanna Ramaswamy, third place for the song Springtime in New York. The winners were selected by a panel of judges which included Pat Metheny, Wayne Shorter, Danilo Perez, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Glenn Barros, president of Concord Music Group. Here's the award-winning piece from David Friesen from his 2-CD set called Where the Light Falls, David Friesen Circle 3 Trio. Larry Kuhn sat it on guitar, with David Friesen bass, Greg Gubble piano, and Charlie Doggett on drums. This is Playground. Thank you.
Just like a leaf that has blown away. Gone with the wind. My romance has blown away. Yesterday's kisses are still warm on my lips, and I found a lifetime of heaven here at my fingertips. But now all is gone. That thrilled my heart. Gone, oh, gone, oh, gone, oh, gone, oh, gone with the wind. Gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. My love burned brightly, then became an empty smoke ring that is gone with the wind. But now my heart, gone with the wind. The gladness that filled my heart just like a flame. Love burned brightly, then became that is gone with the
is Ernestine Anderson back in 1962, performing at the Penthouse in Pioneer Square in Seattle, part of a series of live broadcasts we were doing at the time, Jazz from the Penthouse, and it's recently been issued for the first time publicly in an album called Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse, and she was backed there by Dick Palumbi on piano, Chuck Metcalf on bass, and Bill Richardson on drums in the song Gone with the Wind. Ernestine Anderson, 1962. Much more recent before that, David Friesen's Circle 3 Trio. David Friesen on bass, Greg Goebel on piano, Charlie Doggett on drums, and they were joined by Larry Kuntz on guitar, an original composition by David Friesen called Playground. And our congratulations for second prize in the International Songwriting Competition, Jazz Division, for that song, Playground. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. And streaming at kplu.org. Happy Mother's Day, by the way. A lot of jazz activity beginning today with the Jazz Police playing this afternoon at 3 at Tula's. Ramsey Lewis Quartet is concluding their run at Jazz Alley tonight. And Roxy Koss, who's played the last couple of nights at the Ballard Jazz Festival, has one more gig tonight at the Royal Room. Ann Reynolds, who's featured on the cover of this month's Earshot magazine, is at the piano tonight at Serafina. On Monday night, Mercer Island and Bothell High School jazz bands team up with trumpet star Terrell Stafford at Jazz Alley. David Marriott's big band plays at Tula's on Monday night. Tuesday, Canadian soprano sax and flute player Jane Bonnet leads Makeke, which is a group of Cuban women, at Jazz Alley for the first of two nights. On Tuesday, Christian Pincock's Slipstitch and a trio with Ivan Ortega, Jeff Johnson, and Chris Acasiano play at the Royal Room. Earshot's Spring Series continues with the Peter Brotzman Trio with William Parker and Hamid Drake Wednesday at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium. Ben Thomas's Tango Trio plays at the Royal Room on Wednesday. Vancouver, B.C. saxophonist and jazz catalyst Corey Weeds brings his quartet with great pianist Harold Mayburn for a one-nighter at Boxley's in North Bend on Thursday. Singer, songwriter, and teacher Anna Villanova will do a free concert in the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum on Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30, and Choco Loco plays Brazilian music at the North City Bistro on Thursday evening. Friday, Phil Sparks Trio with Rob Sheps and Devon Lewis will be playing the Friday Happy Hour at the Latona starting at 5. The Universal Language Project presents Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale and a new work by Jovino Santos Neto, Sachi, a Brazilian folktale for septet, narrator, and dance, the same instrumentation, at the Velocity Dance Center on Friday and Saturday. The Dave Peck Trio plays Friday and Saturday at Tula's, and Earshot presents the outstanding Dutch ensemble ICP, a group of 10 outstanding virtuoso and witty European musicians Saturday at the Royal Room, and they'll do two shows and likely to sell out both. If you'd like more information about good places to go for live jazz, you'll find the jazz calendar at kplu.org, as well as the very complete calendar at earshot.org. The Canadian composer, flutist, and soprano saxophonist Jane Bonnet will be in town Tuesday and Wednesday with her group Makeke, the group of Cuban women Jane Bonnet has become friends with and played a lot of music with on her frequent visits to Cuba. This is Jane Bonnet and Makeke and the title tune from the album Makeke.
Thank you.
It's from a brand new one by the Vancouver, BC saxophonist and jazz entrepreneur Corey Weeds on alto sax, with Mike LaDon, organ, Peter Bernstein, guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, from Cellar Live's 100th album, Corey Weeds' label. And he says he's come full circle with this one because his first record as a leader, Big Weeds, featured the same musicians as this new one, Condition Blue. The tune we just heard was the title tune from the new album, Condition Blue, by Corey Weeds. He's going to be playing at Boxley's in North Bend for a one-nighter on Thursday night, and that will be his quartet with the great pianist Harold Mayburn performing at that time. Jane Bonnet, soprano sax and flutist, heard on flute in the preceding number, the title tune from the album Makeke, which is also the name of a group she leads Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley in Seattle, a group of Cuban women, percussionists, vocalists, and instrumentalists as well. Makeke, led by Jane Bonnet on flute. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Anna Villanova is going to be in Seattle this coming Thursday to perform in an Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot at the Seattle Art Museum in the Broadman Forum, a free concert from 5:30 to 7:30 featuring Anna Villanova and her songs. Originally from Sofia, Bulgaria, Anna Villanova has performed regularly in New York, in Toronto, and in Victoria and Vancouver. She headed up the jazz program at the Victoria Conservatory of Music for a number of years and is now residing in Seattle, I understand. This is a song from her recent album, The Thief, backed here by Misha Piatigorsky on piano, Neil Swainson bass, and Willard Dyson on drums. This is How Can I Sleep?
How can I sleep when my voice longs to sing to the stars with no rest and no breath, just like that one long note, to forever? How could I sleep when the night holds such magic? And what if I miss the blue nightingale song or the shooting star's fall? The rooster's first call. Why should I sleep when I often get visits from magical creatures that play on my eyelids and jump through the window to swing on the moonbeams? Oh, I cannot sleep when time is so precious, and somewhere out there I know he's waiting for me to arise and burn like a candle, healing hearts, kissing souls, till I'm finally empty. Dear night, please don't send your carriage and horses, not yet, for this ball is so special, this moment so lovely. Please lend me a minute or two for a dance or a poem. I'll give you a cue. Da
Tom Collier from his solo album Alone in the Studio, playing all those instruments, including vibes and drums and bass synthesizer on Jerry Mulligan's composition Five Brothers. Incidentally, my copy of this album has two tracks reversed. This one is reversed with Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. 5 is 7 and 7 is 5. Singer, songwriter, Ana Vilanova, heard before that from her album The Thief, which came out last year. She was accompanied by Misha Piatigorsky on piano and melodica, Neil Swainson bass, and Willard Dyson on drums and percussion in an original by Ana Vilanova titled How Can I Sleep? She's going to be performing on Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series, presented 5:30 to 7:30 by Earshot in conjunction with the Seattle Art Museum. And we'll be there looking forward to seeing Ana Vilanova and hearing her perform there. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. The renowned trumpet player Terrell Stafford, who is frequently a fixture at Jazzport Townsend Festival, is in Seattle presently working with the Mercer Island and Bothell High School jazz bands, who have cooperated to bring him to town and to present a performance on Monday night at Jazz Alley. Terrell Stafford will be playing with the two bands at that time. Here's some music from Terrell Stafford's most recent recording. It's a tribute to Billy Strayhorn. It's called This Side of Strayhorn, and he's joined here by Tim Warfield on tenor, Bruce Barth piano, Peter Washington bass, and Dana Hall on drums, Terrell Stafford on trumpet, and this is Rain Check. Thank you. A beautiful and flowing piece of choro music from Brazil, played by a Seattle group called Choro Loco. That's from their new CD. They're having a CD release party coming up. The piece we just heard is Moisir Santos' composition titled Amphibious and featured guest Cynthia Mullis on flute, along with Rosalind DeRoss on clarinet. And they have a CD release party coming up. It will take place next Thursday night. It'll be at the North City Bistro in Seattle, May 14th. And the price of admission includes the new CD. Before that, we were listening to a tune from Terrell Stafford's album This Side of Strayhorn, Billy Strayhorn's composition Rain Check. Terrell Stafford on trumpet with Tim Warfield, tenor sax, Bruce Barth, Peter Washington, and Dana Hall, piano, bass, and drums in Rain Check. And as we mentioned earlier, Terrell Stafford is going to be playing at Jazz Alley on Monday evening as guest and featured soloist with the Mercer Island and Bothell High School jazz bands. We'll have music from the Ballard Jazz Festival next weekend here on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedral Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.